The next technique is using lease options. This technique involves obtaining a lease on a property with the option to purchase a property in the future. This is one of the most cost-effective win-win purchase strategies available. You can obtain the property with no money down, and the seller will receive rent while awaiting payment of the option price. Because of the numerous opportunities this technique offers, I've dedicated the entire next chapter to a more thorough discussion of the concepts involved. For this technique, the situation is that the seller wants to sell or is willing to rent. The source is consideration for the option to purchase and the seller. The strategy is to negotiate a lease on the property with an option to purchase the property. Let's look at an example. The seller is willing to sell or lease a home that you estimate has a fair market value of $170,000. The seller will rent the house for $1,450 per month or sell for $160,000. To use this technique, you would offer a lease option paying $1,500 per month with $500 per month counting as a credit toward the $160,000 purchase price. The option can be exercised anytime within the next 5 years. If you wait for 5 years to exercise your option, you will owe $130,000. 60 months at $500 gives you a credit of $30,000 toward the purchase price of $160,000. If the property increases in value 5% per year, which is the approximate national average over the last decade or so, it would be worth $200,000 based on the purchase price of $160,000. Not a bad deal at all. You have, in effect, bought the $160,000 home no money down, although I will add you probably will have had to put down a security deposit as option consideration that might be equal to 1 or 2 months' rent. Paid an effective interest rate of 7.5%. We got that by taking $1,000 per month times 12, which equals $12,000, and dividing that by $160,000 option price, which equals 7.5%. If for some reason at the end of the lease you don't want to purchase the house, in the unlikely event that the house has gone down in value, very unlikely, but you can simply walk away from the property. I describe the benefits and opportunities of lease options in the chapter titled, Using Lease Options. Okay, let's recap what I've covered in this audio chapter. The creative financing techniques presented in this chapter are proven. They've worked for me, and they work for thousands of my students. Your awareness and understanding of the techniques presented will allow you to recognize which opportunities best lend themselves to the use of each particular technique or combination of techniques. With the right tools, any job is made easier. The techniques described in this chapter are the tools for success in real estate investment. But like the tools in your toolbox, they won't work if you don't use them. So I encourage you to study and master these techniques. Doing so will greatly assist you in reaching your success goals.